man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed.
This episode of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre is brought to you by
Geist Note.
You ready? We're getting the cue? This is some serious business right here.
This program contains graphic material, including offensive language. Viewer discretion is advised.
What are we talking about, guys? We're on the Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
We're talking about stuff. We're talking about things. We're talking about it being important. It's real, y'all. It's live. It's real. It's totally real.
Yeah, what is this?
Well, then, you know what? I hate Jerry Jonestown's Massacre. They're fucking assholes.
Pussy.
And, you know, I just can't stand them, you know?
So people like this podcast.
Yeah, I appreciate Dustin and Matt and, you know.
These guys are just all like, oh, fucking chicks.
I'm not exactly sure what you mean by that. Maybe you're a little wasty face.
Fuck you. You're a goddamn communist. I'm a fucking Reagan-era fucking conservative, pussy.
What do y'all talk about?
Their name is Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
You ruined it with your conservative talk and, like, don't ban this ammunition and all this other stuff.
The churches listen to this?
Matt apparently has spaghetti in his pubes.
Spaghetti!
They're racist bigots.
You have a Muslim on your America show. I don't know how good you're going to do on the ratings there.
Retards are stupid. You know, black people are going to hell.
He gets racist sometimes.
Ese pigue mente segundo.
Unlistenable liars that think retards are stupid, and I quote,
I'm gay, okay? And all I want is somebody to fucking love me.
So you're a full-blown lesbian.
You felt Justin's butt. Feel his butt. Touch his butt.
For real,
touch his butt.
Dustin, you have the cleanest pubes.
Also, they don't mention sports.
If he was in a Mortal Kombat game, his fatality would be the butt crunch.
I may be pregnant with one of y'all's babies.
I touched the butt.
It doesn't even feel real. Oh my god.
All I want is somebody to fucking love me, man. I just want love and ammunition.
I'm actually just gonna pee my pants right here.
Red pants.
Fuck this podcast shit. It's stupid.
Beginning of the show, don't you, Dustin?
It means we have problems at the yin-yang.
It means A, we have problems, or B, it's an important show.
Show 220. It is Tuesday, July 25th, correct?
Aye, mate.
Is it July 25th? What is that? JY25?
JY2517.
17. And we are at the bar, and of course,
drunk.
we've already been drinking, and there is all sorts of problems. So if you listen to us on Mixlr and it sounds like a...
Ass.
Someone said, let's see here, let's scroll up here, that it sounded like a corn cob. Who said that? A corn cob being shoved in and out of... guy who's eating corn on a power drill.
Yeah, I like
that's
the,
from your guitarist, David O'Hearn.
I like the gal who said it sounds like
your guitarist
eating a bunch of dead people and they're coming out of our asses. Was that not said?
I don't know. So anyway, sorry, Mixlr. The show may not be for you. You may have to listen to the download. I don't know. Who cares?
I'd rather listen to the download anyway because you can stop and contemplate all the facts that we're spitting.
You can look up and see how many things are wrong.
It's layered.
That's right.
So,
the knowledge that we'd be spitting.
Today, and the reason we don't really give a shit about how it sounds is that it's...
Oh, it's one.
This is the official four-year anniversary of this silly little show.
Of the massacre?
Of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
4 years.
Boom. 4 years. And we have fun facts. Would you like some fun facts?
Love it.
Sure. You wanted to do the first one? This
sure.
is a fun one.
Thank you.
In 1946, on this day... The United States detonated an atomic bomb near Bikini Atoll in the Pacific in the first underwater test of the atomic device. So, yay!
34 years ago, Kill 'Em All was released.
That is amazing.
That's crazy.
37 years ago, Back on Black was released.
So, Kill 'Em All would already have... Well, no, wait. Yeah, Kill 'Em All and Back in Black would already have, like, could potentially have grandkids.
Yes, they could.
Yeah.
That have graduated.
What year was it?
It was 34 years ago.
It's 2017.
What year is it?
This is 2017.
Is it?
83. 83.
Hey, that's when I was born.
Are you kidding me? You're 34 years old.
I thought we were talking about
today?
Just facts.
Yeah.
Fake
is that a fact or fake news?
I'll
fake
be
news.
34 next month.
Nice.
Is that alternative facts?
No, that's real.
That's
real.
Your lifestyle.
That's real deal.
Hey, here's yeah, a
alternative
here's you a
lifestyle.
Matt, go ahead and read the next one since you're the Nazi of the show.
Oh, man. In 1934, Austrian Chancellor Engelbert, help me out here, James.
Humpelding.
Dollfuss
was assassinated by pro-Nazi Austrians in a failed coup attempt.
Were you a part of this, James?
That was your homeland, wasn't it?
What was the question again? What?
What? Where what? Are you
it
from?
It wasn't
what
a question.
Oh, the,
what is
the
Austria?
Pond, the
it, wasn't,
pond.
It wasn't a question. It was
a fact. A fact.
This
what's
is
the
an
fact?
All fact-based show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Alternative fact.
What
is
in Austria? 1934, Austrian Chancellor Engelbert Dollfuss was assassinated by pro... Oh, uh-oh. Technical difficulties.
Was
pro-Nazi Austrians in a failed coup attempt.
Coup d'etat. Yes.
Yeah.
It's fact. That's a fact. It I'm not from Austria.
Or
Australia.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. A little different.
Tanzania.
No, it's Austrians. Good day, mate.
It's shrimp
You're
on
Canadian.
The Barbie.
You've got
another
shrimp
Canadian.
On the Barbie. You're Canadian?
Well, aren't we all?
Yeah.
True.
If you're not from America, you're Canadian.
Don't we all wish we were?
Yeah.
You know what's funny is my
except Nick hates Canadians.
I had an aunt, a crazy aunt.
Who hates Canadians?
That was her racist term.
You hate Canadians?
Like if she saw a bunch of black people, she'd go, "Wow, look at all the Canadians in the bar today."
That was her. That was like
her little racist term.
Oh my god! So she had a term.
Yeah, her and every other racist in America.
Ugh, that is racist.
Guys, let's take a moment. Milli Vanilli is being played. Let's take a moment.
I loved Milli Vanilli. I was still listening to "I'm in Love with You, Girl," like the whole album. Blame it on the rain.
I mean, is it really blame that big of a deal that they didn't sing it though?
No, not nowadays. Man, no,
not nowadays.
Nowadays it would be like, oh, okay, whatever.
No, I think all of them do it now, right?
Right.
Was it the girls that went to that New Kids on the Block show said that Paula Abdul did not sing one word.
Yeah,
at
it
her
was
show.
All taped.
She
the only thing
have to.
She did was a
ooh. Did back gig. In the, hey James, back in the day, did Paula Abdul do something for your pants a little bit?
Well,
what do you mean back in the day? Like
still?
Last week or
Are you still into her a little bit?
Paula Abdul,
Paula Abdul, bro.
We did a collab, me and Paula.
Madonna or Paula?
Were you the cat? MC
now,
Scott
well,
cat?
Now well, or
now.
87.
We did a collab
now.
With Paula Abdul
now,
recently.
Paula Abdul. Madonna
Man,
just looks
that body
like a
of evidence.
Wet white trash bag. That's
yeah,
been
but
hung
still.
Up to be drained of all of her blood.
I'll let you finish this out.
What? This thing shit just got dark.
Yeah.
No, it was awesome.
You're going to kill Madonna.
No, no, no.
That's going to end up being in the intro again.
Yeah, that's fine.
No, Mark that. I, you know, honestly, if I had to do it more than just once, it would probably be Paula Abdul. Yeah, yeah. But Madonna, time. I still want to fornicate with.
So you want to let Madonna down?
What?
You want to let Madonna down? If you had a chance, she would just walk away going...
That's funny, yeah, Dustin. Yeah, yeah, that's funny. He doesn't. That's yeah,
what it is. I see what you
that's
did.
That's a joke on a joke.
This is
joke
be on a long joke. Show. Boys.
Vanilla Ice was way better.
Chet. Yeah. What are we talking about here?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So in 1952, Puerto Rico became a self-governing commonwealth of the United States, and I know a crazy Puerto Rican girl. That's where'd she go?
And we've been fucking them over ever since.
Yep.
She's fucking crazy too. Where'd
biggest mistake. U.S. ever made was getting in bed with Puerto Rico.
Should why? I scream what's fuck Puerto Rico?
They're fucking batshit crazy.
That's probably not a great idea.
No, they're not. They're sweethearts. She's awesome.
No, she'll come stab me.
I've never been. I'm sure it's beautiful.
It is.
I tried to kill it with my drone.
They said you could drive around the whole island in like an hour, right? An hour and a half.
Have you been?
No, I'm going to go because Maggie and Gary, you know them.
Yeah. The one I tried to kill with my drone.
They have a house there. And, well, their family does. And they come, her side of the family comes to the United States, you know, when the fuzz is after them a little bit, and they leave it vacant. So we can just go down there and party.
So they don't collect taxes, but they...
There's something weird. They have like a state tax, I think, but it's all for them. It's not anything that we get a...
But they have money going to them, right?
I don't know if they get... Do they get any federal money, Jason? You were in the military. You know.
I think it all goes to... I think it all goes to minor league baseball.
Oh yeah,
I think what's that's
it,
where
is
all
it a
the
province?
Money goes.
What is it? What
it's a commonwealth.
It?
I thought.
Oh, commonwealth.
It's like the Virgin Islands or whatever for Britain. You know,
what's the difference between a? Oh, now we got Bobby Brown.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. Let's go beat someone. Preferably a woman.
What's the difference between a commonwealth and a province?
They do some crank.
Province is in Canada and commonwealth is in Virginia.
No, Canada is a commonwealth.
Oh. Wait, I got it way wrong, don't I?
We've got a question in the chat room. They want to know who's on the mics.
Oh, yeah, that'd probably be nice to tell.
Yeah, I guess we should introduce. Okay, so from radio right to left.
Is that me?
If you look down at your phone or your player or your laptop right now.
That looks like a really good cheeseburger.
On the right side of the screen would be?
Jill Jimsonson.
Jill?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, Jill Jimsonson.
I'm going by Jill now.
Is that your porn star name?
No, it's James. It's James. James, I'm here.
James, what do you do?
I do a lot of stuff. I don't know. Stuff.
What are you associated with?
I'm associated with Dewfoot Records and a band called Hoof.
And?
Oh, another band called The Spectacle, but we don't talk about
there
that.
There are rumors about The Spectacle.
They're true.
Is Dustin about to become the bass player?
Oh my gosh, really?
Why not? I'm in the bullpen again. I'm just gonna
you're
start
like the whore. You're
everybody.
The whore bass player.
I wonder
you
if
know
you're playing
right.
this Halloween. You might be.
Who, us?
I don't know. I haven't got a call yet.
Yeah,
wait
you'll
see.
You'll get the call.
Dragosha? No, Dragosha is not playing this Halloween.
No, I'll get the call.
Wouldn't
in the
that
bullpen.
Be great? Your
no,
first,
it
your first
be
show
great.
Would be
no,
a cover show.
We should cover Drag the Ocean because no one's heard it yet. Yeah. So there you go.
There you go.
All right. And we wouldn't have to play a single note.
And
just bunch of. Racket it.
That's what it's going to be anyway.
Now to the rock star.
I'm trying to turn Drag the Ocean into a 100% noise band.
Nice.
It's working.
It's working. I'm working my way in there.
You bought a lot of pedals?
A ton.
I'll introduce you,
I just
man.
Wanted to be right.
This is Wataga's Dave Grohl.
I don't even know where Wataga is, but...
You're in Wataga right now, barely. Yeah.
Thank
I love
you,
when these
Wataga.
I
love
when these
you.
Dallas, Denton, and Arlington guys come to our show in Wataga.
I'm just kidding. I've been to Wataga plenty of times.
You have?
Yeah.
Are you ready to
My
rock?
Brother lives like 5 minutes that way.
Wataga!
You weren't picking
Wataga!
Up stolen goods?
No.
Or hawking stolen goods at the pawn shop, the Golden Nugget down the street.
Maybe.
Hey, everybody's got to do it.
Where is Wataga? Are we north of Fort Worth?
Yeah, we're north. We're still north.
Yeah.
How did you get
north, north, northwest kind
drove in a car. I bet like I just looked at the NatSav or whatever we call it.
Nats what?
Savnat?
Nutsack.
I looked at the nutsack the whole way here. No, the Savnat.
Look at Matt's nutsack.
Longest introduction
it got me
ever.
Here.
So, Nick, how are you?
I love
fantastic.
I love when James is on here because you'll just be dead in a conversation and it's over. Football's on.
Oh, football's
back
on.
Oh! Oh! Roma!
Is that Tottenham?
Yeah, it's Tottenham and Roma for the ICC Cup.
Good grief.
Jesus.
Destroyed.
And everybody just stopped.
That was rad.
That was great.
Got them pipes.
Everybody that was listening.
If Belvedere wants to take a night off, I got the pipe still, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. Did you hear how long that goal was?
That was amazing.
Hey, James, you want to take a night off of spec?
Oh, yeah. You're in it.
Yeah.
All right, so back to you, Nick.
Yeah.
What Nick. Are you associated with?
That
you want to talk about.
I play in the premier
HIV.
Tenacious D cover tribute band in the United States. We're called NRCD.
Who have received national attention from
attention from lots of different media outlets.
And the Tenacious D Boys.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Really?
No. I also play drums in a band called Duel. If you've heard of us.
Yeah.
With two.
Two L's.
Two L's. Come on.
With two L's.
Who you are.
From North Texas, not Austin.
Not that shitty one L Duel.
We've been approached by them.
Austin. Yeah, I bet you have.
We want to get a duel off still.
I know. Hey, would y'all be down with that?
No, I'm also from the Intoxicated Gamer podcast coming back soon.
Oh, is
real
it?
Yeah.
Soon.
Well, that was going to be my next question. What the fuck's going on with that?
It's been on a little break. We Steve from the podcast had a little medical thing he had to deal with for about 4 or 5 weeks. He had a
vasectomy? That's how long it takes to drain it.
He had a cat bite of some sort and had to do like a
what'd you say
IV and stuff
cat scan right
no not a cat scan but yeah he got bit by a cat
I had to do all
he
that.
Got bit by a cat
yeah and had to have like an
rabies.
IV day and night
is this
on and off so
for reals
is yeah, this so fact based could, news
yeah,
he really
fact.
Got bit by a cat and it
so
sent
we,
him to
we
the
took
hospital.
A little break for a little while we've all had a lot of stuff going on so
I got cat
had
scratch fever
break.
Once
But we are coming back. We actually made an attempt at recording last Monday, but had some technical difficulties. And
your mixer wouldn't work.
No, it wasn't
like
bad.
And then the entire
bad.
Room was like, "Why does this sound like shit?"
No, but we are going to be back next Monday with a new podcast recorded. Hopefully, fingers
yeah.
crossed. Everyone's scheduled.
I would like some trailer up. Trash with the new stuff
you got
that came out
yeah.
with the
trailer.
We've got tons of content
San Diego
ready
Comic-Con.
To go. Yeah,
there was a ton of trailers that came
would
out.
Would you kick me a shout out on that show?
Absolutely.
I don't think that I've ever gotten a shout
yeah.
kicked out
we
to
get
me
you,
by another podcast.
We can get you a lot of shouts.
Ever? Yeah. At
so
least.
Many shouts.
Awesome.
But yeah, so what else am I associated with?
Bad behavior?
Bad behavior in general. That's me. I'm the king of that.
You're looking good, though, man.
Thanks, man.
You are.
I got a fresh haircut.
I wasn't
on
a
Saturday.
Fan, man. I wasn't a lifting? Fan of short-haired Nick at first. I'm really starting to enjoy
Thanks.
It now, though.
Doing
Appreciate
some running.
That.
Get those.
No.
The hair's
no,
never
just,
in your eyes.
Some
you know?
Lifting.
I see those eyes.
No,
I'm just
gaze
into
just
them
the typical recreational drugs and
tanning.
You know.
You've been doing some tanning.
I was. I've been in the pool a lot this summer.
There you go.
Let's see.
I see that glow.
Nearly every weekend for the last few weeks.
He has that pregnant glow,
and,
doesn't
and
he?
And every day I get home from work that
Are
I have
pregnant,
a free
Nick?
Hour to get in the pool, I get in the pool.
You have so. That little something in your eyes. Are you pregnant?
Yeah, I've got a real big butt baby ready to come out any minute now.
Is Forrest the daddy?
No, there's no daddy. The daddy is actually is a...
Beto 1 prison out in East Texas?
No, it was a set of enchiladas from Rio Mambo today.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh.
Marlon in the chat room. I was just over
I
by
thought
billiards.
Marlon was
I
supposed
thought
to
he
be
was
here.
Coming here.
I feel kicked in the balls by our shooting buddy.
Yes.
We shoot. We play with man-killing machines with him.
You
and he can't come.
Haven't
so,
you didn't shoot him on the balls?
I did not shoot him.
You
in the
haven't
balls.
Shot him
no.
in the balls.
Do you guys shoot guns in duel?
Honestly, we're not really
activists.
No, James is to an extent, but. We're not against it.
Yeah, it just never come.
No.
How about you guys in the spectacle?
Oh, yeah.
And the hoof. Do y'all shoot? I know Dave.
Have you seen
Peter
their music
does, but have y'all gone out as a group and shot guns?
No comment.
You're not going to get in trouble. Guns are legal here in America, James.
Yeah, James, you
no,
can have a
no,
gun.
You know that, right?
No comment.
Hey, okay. James, have you ever hunted
next
a
question.
Next question.
Next question.
Oh, this is the
next
fired
question.
Up now. James, have you ever hunted a fox?
Next question.
Yeah.
Thought I'd ask.
Well,
do you like England?
What?
England?
What about it?
Do you like England?
Do I like them? They're all right.
They're all right.
What about Man City?
Let's talk about Hunt Cougars for a second.
Well, that's his.
That's my team.
Yeah, that's your team too?
No, City no, is. He's a Man U guy.
I'm Man United.
What about Budweiser?
I'm Chelsea. Do you like? That's why we win.
Okay, so you have a team.
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to ask that if you had a team.
Yeah, yeah. Chelsea. I mean, because A, they win everything, and that's it.
Sometimes.
Man, whoever's most DJing time, this party.
You're an Arsenal dude.
Well, they put enough money in.
Last year, they
I thought you were an Arsenal guy.
No. No.
Do you like websites?
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of feel like they're destroying this earth, but yes, I love them.
Have you ever watched your dad kill another man?
No. Against a tree stump.
Have you your dad kill another man?
This DJ is killing it tonight.
My dad, next question.
I watched my real dad get shot at by another guy.
This is really DJ's
by mistake.
Speaking of murdering, this DJ is killing it tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Total killing it.
Fucking red wine. Dude. Bobby Brown and Milli Vanilli, come on.
I want a
they
DJ
knew
up
I was
here
coming,
so bad.
Didn't they?
They knew you were coming.
I want a DJ up here
I'm
so
gonna
bad.
Put $7 worth of Hoobastank through that thing here in a minute.
This is my sweet love playlist.
You know what?
I put on just for you, Nick.
Throw down not Nickelback. Who's the one that killed himself this week?
Linkin Park.
Throw down some Linkin Park, bro.
Here we go.
I thought this was Simply Red.
It is.
Oh, okay.
Red wine.
This isn't the Linkin Park cover of it?
Did they do
Stay
it?
Stay close no. to me.
That's called Pretty News.
All right. What else are we doing? It's 4 years. What else we got in the agenda tonight?
You mean what's different from 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Well, what are we doing tonight? What's on the list?
We should go to a strip club.
Yeah. Are you done with this now?
Let's go to a strip club. Let's be done with this shit.
Do I get free entry with my wristband to Clubhouse tonight from this place?
Hells yeah.
Yes.
You know what? Dustin will even be with the...
We'll get a handstand.
I know
we'll
VP. They'd be like, sir, VP.
We'll take us. We'll go down to
Vinny Paul.
I'm not quite sure I'm let back in that place after last time I was there. But
nah, they don't care. I've done some stupid shit over there.
Man. You and me both.
Did you run around the parking lot with your shirt off?
No. Me and Terrence Newman weren't there.
No. Did you hold up a convenience store with Lucky Whitehead?
Nope.
Have you not been to the strip club with Terrence Williams? I mean, Terrence Newman yet?
True story. I was supposed to one night. I'm not kidding.
Safety or the...
An old friend of mine that I worked with years and years ago was friends with Terrence Newman. And we went to a Cowboys game on Terrence Newman's tickets. I'm pretty sure it was Terrence Newman. It might have been one of their other wide receivers or something. And we sat in the end zone, like five rows from the rail. And afterwards, we went out to the bar, and Terrence Newman was supposed to come out. And he didn't show up. And apparently, he was at the strip club that night. And everybody that was there was like, oh, we're going to meet Terrence. And I was like, I got to go to work in the morning. It was a Sunday night.
Yeah.
So it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Big mistake on my part.
Was it when he was still here, I guess?
Yeah. Yeah,
where's
he
playing now? Did he go to the Super Bowl?
This was like 2000.
Right now, he plays for American football for Minnesota.
Yeah.
I'm glad you distinguished that it's American football.
Well,
James, can you become
a producer? I just looked it up because I didn't know who he was.
Terrence Newman?
You had to look who he was?
He was a Dallas Cowboy.
His neck is thick.
Terrence Newman did a lot.
Was it safety or was he a back, defensive back? He was a D-back, right?
And he also
cornerback, that's right.
Almost every
and
soundtrack.
And he was so overrated. Like
Disney
he came from like Kansas State or something, and he was supposed to dominate, and he failed miserably.
You say, oh, damn it.
Like he was one of the most overrated. I thought he was overrated. Because everybody was like, he's the next Deion. He's the next Deion.
He was in a Pro Bowl.
He never would have been.
A lot of sports fans listen.
Not good.
No, none at all.
No.
I don't know why we talk about sports.
Kansas State Wildcats is who he played for.
K-State.
Although the Lucky Whitehead story that's happened
it's
the last 24 hours.
Real dumb.
Involves us.
Versus last week is amazing.
Us. Well, I think the best part about it is Jason Garrett's press conference response, which I'm sure if you listen to the ticket, you heard.
I do.
I have not.
It was ridiculous.
We actually got a voicemail from Lucky Whitehead.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Would you like to hear it?
We'll listen to that in a minute.
Can you do it now?
Jason Garrett, though, however, blew this whole thing because...
The 3 minute?
If anybody listening is a sports fan, you know Lucky Whitehead is not any good at football, and they're going to cut his ass anyways, but...
He's not terrible, though.
Well, he's not terrible. He's in the NFL,
He was a special teams guy last year, wasn't he?
So he's
wide receiver, return specialist.
Yeah, yes. He was a returns. He got most of his plays.
At Google.
No, he went in a few times.
He was mainly special teams. Every once in a while, he'd get the third down with all the wideouts. He'd get in the game.
So, anyways, he was apparently had an arrest warrant out. Cowboys cut him. They were going to cut him anyways, but they had a good reason to, and so they did it. Well, the press conference happened today, and everyone in the media, of course, is, why did you cut him? He wasn't the guy. Why'd you cut him? And Jason Garrett's response was, it was the best decision for the team. We made the decision, and this is for the Dallas Cowboys. This is the blah, blah, blah. He repeated the same thing over and over. Every question he had, he did it at least 10 times.
See, that's not what I heard he said. Ask me the question like you're the reporter, and I'm Jason Garrett, okay?
Okay, who stole your dog?
Wait, do you have any cameras and stuff? Can you make the ching, 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 ching?
What's the question? Sorry, what's the question?
No.
Blizz, who stole your dog?
No. I don't have a dog,
why
sir.
Why did Lucky Whitehead get cut from the team?
Question.
Why did Lucky Whitehead get cut from the team?
He's black.
Oh, yeah, that's exactly how it went.
That's what he said. That's what I heard.
No.
I think what
cut,
you read in
cut
your
this part out
in your Klan newsletter you got like a couple of hours before the show is not.
Are you
exactly
telling me that
happened.
Jason Garrett's not a racist?
Redheads aren't racist,
dude. He was played football for 1 year.
Who? Lucky Whitehead.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah,
that's his career's over.
Yeah. You don't think it has something to do with what's his name, Cadillac Bingo, or the rapper? The dude, like, there's something going on. Remember how I told you someone's going to end up dead in about 3 months?
Bugatti Casino.
Yeah, Bugatti Casino.
Yeah, someone's
dying.
Doesn't
have nothing to do with that at all.
That's a real rapper?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's out of Fort Worth.
We played Tarrant some of County his stuff last week.
Oh, yeah, that's the guy that stole his dog or whatever, that bought his dog from his girlfriend or... Oh,
see,
God,
we played some audio. Well, that's my point, though, is I think there's more to the story than anybody knows, because that sounded... completely fishy, the whole thing.
No, and I'm totally falling under your theory now that
someone's going to end up dead.
I think Lucky Whitehead's going to die.
Yeah.
I'll put it out there. I think
he's going to sleep with the fishes, see?
Hey, that's not a threat, though, right? Like, we can't get
by the
charged
time,
with that.
No, by the time I get back from
cut
vacation,
that part out. Stop
Lucky
the show.
Whitehead will be dead.
Next topic.
That's my prediction.
Hey, what's the last show of the Jerry Jonestown Massacre that any three of you guys have listened to?
The one I did last week?
Last week.
Oh, was it?
Last week.
Nick?
No, it wasn't last week. It was, I want to say, 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Did I offend you?
No, not at all.
Did last week you did.
What did I say?
I'm trying to remember who the guests
were.
Get
a lot of hate mail, man.
Dude.
They said I don't, like, I'm not representing JC very well. Like,
it's okay.
The carpenter.
The man up above.
Yeah, JC.
Yeah, represent.
I thought you meant Jason Cantrell sitting next to you. That JC.
Woo.
Special guest in the house.
Yeah.
He has a look in his face like you've forsaken me.
So I went down to Houston and...
let's talk about Duel.
Watched Man U and Man City play.
Oh, that's awesome.
How was that?
That was fucking great.
Okay, how was the crowd?
So much
that's how, what I want to know.
67,000 is what they
called it. Man, it didn't look like that.
There was no chanting.
No hooligans, nothing?
Until... No.
Any girls pull their flop
Whoa.
Their plops out?
Whoa.
After the second Man U goal, they started saying,
Houston.
Glory, glory.
Yeah, they did do that.
Houston.
What? We have drops coming from somewhere else, and I'm confused now.
Man, this guy's good.
That's how you pronounce it.
You are good.
Houston.
That is how
Houston.
You pronounce it.
Houston.
Houston.
Hey, James.
Houston.
How do you...
that guy sounds like he has something
producer.
In his ass.
You're the producer now. How do you pronounce Houston again?
Yes.
One moment.
Houston.
Thank you. Thanks, James.
Houston.
Thank you.
Houston.
Okay.
Chopped and screwed, Houston.
We got it. Chachi.
So
Houston.
Was it,
chopped and screwed.
It was at NRG Stadium.
And?
Where was it?
Houston.
NRG Stadium.
H-O-U-S-T-O-N spells.
And that stadium doesn't have it right.
H-O-U-S-T-O-N.
Oh, you waiting for me?
Spells. He already closed it. It's too late.
H-O-U-S-T-O-N.
Control-Shift-T. Bring that back.
I hear something coming out.
No, I think that's
so. Who won? Did City win? Or okay, no. Wait.
Yeah, so
let me ask a question.
Continue with the story, please.
Man United won 2-0.
Okay.
Which I mean, City is just going to look fucking terrible this year. Just the way.
Why?
It's
none
be.
Of their starters played.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
Yeah, they
not did. One of their starters played
for
no,
the first
didn't.
Half. They did for the first half. They
no,
did.
No, none of the starters even made the trip, guys.
No, they were down there.
No, they didn't.
Okay. Look at the play.
Their starting lineup?
Look at the play sheet for what happened last
week. Were any of the Spice Girls there?
No.
Yeah, they played for a city in Man U. It wasn't a real game. It was a derby friendly overseas.
They played.
Yeah.
They played. Everybody's starters were in for the first half. The second half is when it all fell apart.
Are you? Do you want to put money on that?
Yeah.
No.
That all their starters? Yeah. That all their starters played or not? How much money?
They called
this
the starting
lineup. This is being
recorded.
You're going to bet on the air?
But do you want to bet on the air that it wasn't their starting lineup?
How much would you like to put on?
Do you know how many players City has on loan right now because of all the tournaments that are going on? The off-season tournaments?
Yeah, I know.
Huh?
General Google over here is on the case.
No, they were there.
No. Do you know how many players are on loan right now?
Yes, but they were all here for this. They all came in for this.
They weren't.
There's news reports about it.
I hate to tell y'all.
If you look at all the Houston news reports, they were all there.
I hate to tell you guys.
Well,
there was not one starter that played.
So, Matt, take it from two people that were there and heard the starting lineup called out and all them come out and wave.
Money?
With Drake. No. And they were with Drake.
No.
Drake was there, you guys.
Played. No starters played. What's your starting striker's name? My starting striker? Aguero?
Yes, he played.
Yes.
He played the whole first half.
No.
Matt, all right, I'm not going to argue football,
you're
but
with
I
two
will.
People that were there.
Yeah, we heard them call out everybody's name, and they came out. And
here
waved.
You go. They'll help you, dude.
Lukaku started for Man City.
That's the Man United lineup.
Oh,
yeah.
They're starting to start.
All right. So, anyways, how was the game?
It was great, man. It was a blast.
Let's get over this argument.
Fucking fun,
bullshit.
Dude. The atmosphere
was
fun,
the best.
And it was. Dude, afterwards, it was crazy.
Yeah? Did you get smashed?
Yeah. Went back to the bar.
That's what I'm talking about.
Bar was full of red people beating up everybody that was dressed in baby blue.
And was there hooligans there at all?
Yes. We were
y'all
drinking.
Too?
No, we were drinking with two guys that flew in from England.
What was
and
the
they
count?
Were
what was the beer count? What would you say if you had to guess how many you
how
had?
How many
to,
I had?
Yeah.
I don't know because I went to whiskey and just started drinking a shit ton of whiskey. Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
How much were the beers there?
I don't know.
What was the humidity?
Yeah, we were drinking whiskey by the time we got
indoors,
in there.
I think it was indoors, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was indoors. They had the AC on. It was nice. It was perfect watching conditions. Our tickets were perfect. We
and
had the
which cheerleader group were you with?
When we're playing Glory Glory. And you just made Jason run off.
This guy's out of here.
You got Jason pissed. Why does it sound like it was played through a telephone?
Because it is.
It's an original recording. No.
Anyway.
Is he really that upset?
No, he's not.
Oh, okay.
No, he just hates that song because it's not
his
team.
I think he
went
to go get a beer.
Hey, I took a guy with me that hates both teams.
I thought he was a Man U guy.
What's
hates both teams.
What's the nightlife like in Houston?
Nowadays?
Well, that night.
It was pretty good. It was a bunch of guys in red jerseys beating the fuck out of people in baby blue jerseys.
No women
like
at
always.
All, right?
No, there were women everywhere. There were a bunch of drunk chicks at the bar trying to take all their clothes off.
That's what's up.
And that was nice. It was fun. But yeah, it was... Houston's Houston. Houston's weird.
Houston
it
sucks.
It's got no zoning.
And it's... There is no zoning.
Yeah, it's
and
weird.
We were... The next morning, we were driving around...
When I lived there...
Through the Rice, where Rice is, and...
Farting over here?
When I lived in Houston, I swear there was a different dead person in the bayous, like, every other week.
Oh, pass me his food.
There was someone that died.
Yeah, that happened.
While you were
that.
There?
Yeah.
Someone died?
There were news reports when we woke up in the morning of people being dead.
That's great.
And it was awesome.
Death in Houston.
Yeah.
How many people died in Houston?
Just one more Jaeger. That's
I don't know.
I promise. Yes. You guys want anything to drink?
I'm okay. It's I got stuff over here.
Matt?
I'm good.
You want a shot?
Sure.
And a TX whiskey as well.
So as...
Thank you, Nick.
I want to get a little deep right now.
I'm great.
Silva, out. Fabian Delph, out. Gododong, out. Danito, out. Benjamin Mendy, out. Jason Denayer, which I don't even know, out.
How do you not even know who's on your team?
Claudio Bravo, out.
Yeah, but he's injured.
Murick, out. Aguero was the only one that
who
played,
are you looking
it looks
at?
Like.
Is that from
Silva.
That night?
Silva, my favorite player. That's whose jersey I have. Out.
Yeah, but he hasn't done shit. What has he done?
Well, he's old now.
Yeah, he's an old man. Rooney
was awesome.
Rooney wasn't there.
Is he still playing on for Man U?
No, he plays with another team now.
I was about to say.
It's pretty rare that you get to see a game like that in the States, so that's cool.
Yeah, that was really fun as hell.
Well, what they need to do, it sucks, guys, and let me tell you why. Because what they need to do is what the NFL's doing and send a regular season game
over here.
They get everyone excited.
I mean, I guess it's a start.
These are
323 people died in Houston.
On that weekend?
Killed in 2016.
Oh.
Huh.
How about just last weekend,
producer?
Thanks.
Yeah, look up. Can you look up last weekend?
Nationally,
if there was any hooligans.
The murder rate is 31%.
Can you pull up Mia Khalifa's Instagram too? Yeah.
So hot. As we're driving down,
I don't think she enjoys being banged. Though.
I'm just kidding.
Like I've watched her.
Well, I didn't mean to change subject. Continue.
Sorry.
Drive down.
Soccer.
As we're driving down,
football.
Jason pulls out his phone and goes, "Well, Chester Bennington is dead," I called bullshit.
Oh, man.
That was true.
And because this is like the third time he's been said to be dead.
It actually happened this time.
And
like he attempted it?
No. Like
three times?
Like there's all those internet rumors of people that have died and that are going to die.
Yeah, you never want to trust the first Facebook posting that you see or Twitter.
When TMZ
says
it.
So I told him to go look at it.
It was TMZ that
It's like Keith Richards. I mean, how many times have we heard he's dead?
Well, I mean,
yeah.
Is he actually alive?
I think they reanimate him.
Yeah.
I think he's like reanimated.
He's like Stephen Walk. What's his name? Who's the guy in the wheelchair?
Hawkins.
Stephen Hawking? Yeah. Hawking. He's not real.
Well, there's like four of him.
Yeah. He's not really alive anymore.
He's like a...
So
he used to be a smart guy. Now he's like,
he's still smart. Guy.
No. Now he's like, man.
Who are you talking about?
Steve Hawking.
I think you're about Keith Richards. Okay, go ahead.
Oh,
he doesn't have a Southern accent.
No, he does now. Stephen Hawking now has been like,
he's a really funny TED talk now.
Like he's been dead for years. This is a no agenda theory. You know that, right?
Yeah, that there's another one. There's another Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, but no, there's been like four,
he has a really funny
think.
TED talk where he rickrolls everyone.
Like now he's that like, man.
You got to drink that like a shot.
That's the second one.
Hey, I'm Stephen Hawking and the world's flat. Dude. Man.
Yeah, right.
That's what he says.
Did you meet that guy here?
Know. Yeah.
Yeah. He was at the ghetto.
So what were we talking about?
Let's go back to Chester Bennington.
What happened here?
Go back to what?
You got to drink that as a shot.
Oh, Lincoln Park. What is this? We're hitting like lots of different like. Okay, Lincoln Park.
I asked her for a shot.
He was also in a charity thing with Chris Cornell.
They were
best friends.
Is it his? It's not Jason's though, is it?
I bought that for you.
A TX whiskey.
That's what I told her.
Hmm.
I mean, fucking drink it.
Am I being a puss?
I think she pissed in it. I think that's just...
I don't want this. Do you want it?
I'll drink it. Fuck yeah. I'll always drink whiskey.
Hey,
that's
baby,
not whiskey.
Que paso?
What is that? It was supposed to be a shot of TX.
It is. It's TX in...
water.
Sprite. Is that what it is?
Oh, fuck yeah. I'm all over this.
Is that TX
Cheers,
in water?
It's TX in Sprite.
Yeah, there I'll take it back then.
What the fuck?
Just kidding.
We can get another straw for you.
Yeah.
For
yeah. I just... No, let's go back and forth on the same straw.
No, I wanted a shot. I didn't want a drink. I don't
but
know why
it.
She said that.
I'm down. So, is it bad to shit on Linkin Park when the lead singer dies?
It's not bad, but at the same time,
it's not good.
Those guys, think about how long they've been doing it. I mean, there's other bands that have been doing it longer,
Aren't
of course.
Weren't they the most highly endorsed band that had ever played anything? Like, they had Joe Boxer endorsements.
I'm not trying to, like, say their music's good or anything, but... Their shows still had a shit ton of people coming out. They still sold albums. They've been making new shit all this time.
Yeah.
And
well, one of the theories was that their new album was such a change in direction that all their fans shit on it.
Well,
and that
that
is
happens
what
to
pushed
band.
Chester.
No, that to, can't be the real
that's
theory.
That's one of the theories that's what drove him into deeper depression.
Didn't,
that the guy was always disturbed.
Well, I read
but
that
it drove
too.
Him into
yeah,
deeper
I know
depression.
It's Linkin Park, not Disturbed.
I heard he had some drug and alcohol issues too, though. So
who doesn't? Look at this show.
Yeah,
look
who's
what?
On the show.
Look at this show. We haven't hung ourselves yet.
Well, just give us how many. What time is it?
Oh,
someone it's came out and called him a wuss.
I just don't understand.
Yeah, right.
The,
like that
the thing,
same
the
day
thing that makes it hard for me. Is one? He's the same that? Age that's as me, and he had awful. Six kids.
That's the thing. It
he
pissed
had
me
six
off.
Kids, man.
When it became real. And Jason was like, no, it really did happen. I got pissed.
Yeah, you're
like,
dude,
this fucker
loaded.
He had it made. He made it in the industry.
He was on the tail end of when you could still be rich
and in music. Had a shit ton of money in music, and he left five fucking kids behind.
Well, six.
Was it six?
Six kids, and I'm dead serious. I'm pretty sure I heard way back in the day that they were the most endorsed band by material, like clothes and shoes and pigs.
Yeah, but with all that said, though, think about sick, that's how fucked up depression can be. That's the bottom line. So when it comes down to it, it sucks to talk about it. And
I don't think that
what about
depression?
The,
I think his sucks. Dad was a producer, right? So
was it?
I think that whole band was.
So
like,
he didn't have any touchy.
I just don't think they ever had it wasn't a big deal to be big.
So what about what do y'all think about him? Like, do you think he was making a statement with the hanging and two
on
being
Chris
done
Cornell.
On Chris Cornell's birthday?
I don't think so. I think it was just another day. Yeah.
No, I bet you he had that plan.
Well,
if he had
hold
it
on
planned,
a second though,
then
hold
goes
on.
To, he goes to heaven or hell as a douchebag.
Let's think about it too, though. If let's say depression is the case, and you one of your Chris Cornell was one of
that's
his friends.
It. The guy from Korn said that.
The guy. Just killed himself, and
that's right.
And he's already depressed. And his birthday comes around,
like a copycat suicide in high school.
And it's not—I wouldn't call it a copycat, but it's just like, okay,
it
you
is.
Know what? This is the last straw. This is I gotta do this
because Chris isn't here anymore.
And he just couldn't deal with it anymore, and so he did what he thought he had to do. I mean, that's the only thing I can.
Mental
think.
Illness
right.
is
here's
a bitch
the deal
for sure.
For the explanation,
if
of
I die,
the birthday.
If I like on this vacation, if my plane goes down or whatever. I expect Matt.
Knock on wood. Let this happen.
Oh, wait. That's not working.
Oh, never mind.
If something happens to me, I expect Matt
to off myself.
To hang himself on your birthday?
On my birthday, January 17th.
Yeah. Well, because I couldn't. If I follow suit, I would have to do it the same way that you die. So if you went down in a plane crash, I would have to.
No, you can't deal with me not being here and not doing this show anymore.
No.
And then you'd have to do it in here.
And Texas Billiards?
Yeah. Yeah, that'd bring the people, right?
If there was any alcohol that you had
that
to drink till you died, like someone was holding a gun to your
151.
Head. 151. Yeah, well, that'd be the quickest, right?
It's awful.
But what would you drink?
Leatherneck.
I'd probably do some
Old Crow.
You would
just
do
give
old
me some
crow
Old
the
Crow.
Whole night?
So what
about
give a
you,
shout
Nick?
Out. I want to give a shout out to Mike Martinez real quick. Sorry, we got a listener here.
Yeah, what's up? All right,
how would I do it?
Yeah, like if you had to stay in this bar, they're like, if you don't drink this until you die, then the whole world is gone. Or I don't know. They had some kind of blackmail or something, and they're like, hey, you have to kill yourself here at Texas Billiards. What would you drink? Like, and they said you had to do it by drinking a certain alcohol. And you couldn't switch. Like, you had to drink Jaeger till you died or tequila. Which would you do?
I'd probably drink whiskey.
I would drink whiskey, probably.
You're the greatest producer ever.
Thank you. Why don't you produce for us?
You'd have
you're
to
probably
drive
the only
here
one
the
that doesn't think we're big enough assholes.
Hard to try. Keep me in mind that the virus right to explain it to try.
Halloween?
I know.
Halloween?
Hey,
Duel doing Linkin Park?
No.
Hey, come on.
I'll say this, though. The Jay-Z and Linkin Park songs, they were that bad.
Oh, no, that was dope.
I liked them. I think it's sad because there are some kids that looked up to the guy.
So our friend, hashtag David O'Hearn, sent a link over here. This is his theory.
I drank Goldschlager till I died.
They think that Chester Bennington was murdered, and then it's a whole cover-up to look like suicide.
Huh. Well, you heard Adam Curry on New Agenda say that there's something about these hangings because they're trying to make a statement.
That's the way the CIA does things. They like to hang people and make it very graphic.
What if someone important told them that North Korea is about
one
to launch nuclear attack and they've had nuclear arms that can reach any city in the U.S. for the last 10 years, but no one knew it?
Or
it's about to happen.
What if he
the
knew?
The smokescreen is the Russia thing.
What if he knew about the Hillary emails?
Think about that.
The Hillary emails is why he hung himself. Or the CIA killed him. I think the Clintons killed him. Look into it.
He's in the trail of the Clinton dead?
Yep.
Huh. So, for some reason, I've thought about this guy's suicide way more than I thought I would. Isn't that weird? Like, I wasn't a big Linkin Park guy. I never have been. But for some reason, this suicide, I've thought about a lot. And I think it's because of the six kids, and I knew how successful they were.
The kid shit pissing me off. I think so too.
All right, let's change the subject because Pussy Control is playing right now, you guys.
I agree with Nick.
Playing.
Mental instabilities are a bitch. That sucks.
Anyway, so yeah, Houston kept it real though. The radio station down there.
Did you see Drizzy Drake?
Yeah, Drake handed out the ball and he hung out.
Did he do any?
He did an after show somewhere. Couldn't figure out where it was.
Time for a break yet?
But anyway, they
exactly
the their version of the Edge down there. Remember when we had the station here called the Edge?
94.5 the Edge.
Stop.
102.1
Okay.
Well, their 94.5 the Buzz in Houston went 24 hours. Linkin Park.
James is doing it now.
Whoa.
Yeah. Hey, James, Spectacle, Halloween.
Oh, this guy's got
what are we doing?
No, Linkin Park.
Yeah, we're all over it.
Have you and Andrew on stage together? One of y'all are Mike Shinoda, and the other one is
Can I do the DJ stuff?
Andrew can do the rapping. He's much better at rapping than I am.
And we put Dave O'Hearn in headphones, playing guitar in headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I would do,
but
man.
But our DJ would just be mouth DJ.
Whoa. Yeah, we heard that about.
That's what I call Britney sometimes.
Mouth DJ, mouth DJ.
Hey, breaking news!
Breaking news!
This is from David O'Hearn. It says Chester's real father is John Podesta.
Oh, that's right.
And is he really?
And was molested as a child by him. Sacrificed by the satanic elite that must take out one of their own.
Are you serious?
Read up and wise up.
He's right. He's
nerds.
Right.
Did they kill him
in
front of the giant wooden owl?
Getting a now.
What's that place called?
Well,
the Ponderosa?
Bohemian Grove?
Bohemian Grove. That's
so,
what it is. Yeah.
You skipped something that I wanted to talk about. Hey, we had a show this weekend, didn't we? How'd it go?
Hold on.
How'd the Drag the Ocean show go?
Hold on. I don't want to leave this Bohemian Grove real quick. Can we form our own Bohemian Grove here?
Yeah, but what's the statue going to be?
A giant cock?
Of course.
Dude, that'd be funny if we did a Dufort Records Bohemian Grove with
somewhere
a cock.
Up in Denton.
We just
in the
went from
nowhere.
Prince's Pussy Control to Two Live Crow.
Dude, let's do it.
Speaking of Luke
James,
Skywalker.
When would you want that done? Like on your birthday? You are the CEO.
Yeah, let's
president.
Do it. Let's do it.
My
birthday
is dressed
tomorrow.
In
oh, is it?
No.
Oh, when is your birthday, though, for real?
March.
Let's do it for March. Let's do it.
I don't have time to carve a totem penis.
Dude, we'll go camping. We'll make a big dick, and every band's invited. We'll go out in the woods and wear robes and stuff.
I think it'd be good to get together.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Dick.
We'll
yeah,
sacrifice a Spectacle guitarist to the wooden penis.
One that's got long hair still.
We want some.
Yeah,
and his beard's looking kind of Austin-y lately. Have you noticed that? He's getting all.
Who?
Dave's beard's getting Austin-y.
Well, it just needs to.
Or is it the one that's a nurse?
Is he all right?
Is he? He's okay.
Dave? I think should we do an intervention with him?
Should we sit down?
Do we need to intervene on someone?
I think Dave.
Yeah, his
beard was scraggly. He came over with a t-shirt.
What?
Like straight up t-shirt with baby puke on it still.
And nothing else.
Oh, I can relate to that though.
He had nothing else on.
That's should my life.
You know what? We should put him down.
All right, we went through the first hour. What are we going to do? A break?
Wait, I got one thing to talk about.
It's going
to
be a long show.
I got one thing to talk about. We had a really cool thing this last weekend.
Yes.
It was our first show, Drag the Ocean, at the Grotto. We played with a band called Huff and what was the other band called? Bango Tango. There was another band too.
Ted Nugent.
I think.
How'd your show, Dustin? How'd your show go?
Oh, did you guys play?
Did you play
it went
bass?
Great.
Did you
we
play
showed
bass
up.
Good?
I went to the show expecting to see
at the
Huff.
Grotto.
Rising Hathor.
Yeah,
was
that one.
Was that Friday night?
Yeah. We rocked, dude.
Yeah, that was great, wasn't
it? We dominated. We got blown. Like, we did like a 9-inch rail before we went on stage and just.
Hey.
We did our whole set.
I didn't know you skated.
And, like,
you skate?
No. We did it like in Lady and the Tramp.
9-inch rail?
We did it on the rail.
You know how in Lady and the Tramp they do the noodle? We went nose to nose at each other.
Nice. We covered Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson.
That's what's up.
We did.
Covered them? Mm-hmm. With what?
All right. No, James, who fucked this show up?
This man did.
You need some more Linkin Park?
Okay. Wait, which show are we talking about? Friday or right now?
Our show. That show. Yeah, yeah.
The Drag Osha.
That was my bad. No, it was supposed to be on a Saturday, and
it
then
was.
They,
he
and
wanted
then
to kill.
Like,
he
oh,
wanted us
Friday.
To kill. He wanted us to kill
but
that
it also
war baby
moved
dude.
Location, so.
Oh,
he's
really?
Like, no, that war baby dude blew it, man. He blew it. He blew it. And I'm like, no.
Nope. So what happened?
It was just a miscommunication.
He went and played some Dire Straits.
We started our Dire Straits cover band. No, so...
Did Hoof play? Should we?
No, nobody. I mean, I don't know who played.
Did nobody
Rising
played.
Rising Hathor do or whatever they are?
I don't think they're called Rising Hathor.
Oh, Hearn
they?
Says James blew it.
Yeah. Of course. Well, that's what Hearn he would say.
James did blow it.
You wanted us to kill Warbaby in
did
front
you
of
mean
the giant
fire
wooden
stairs?
Dick.
I don't think that's true. What?
I used to think you were the greatest CEO of DuFort Records.
Now
that
I'm
ever
the
lived.
Worst because I missed up a show. You know how many shows I've
Dragosha.
Messed up? All of them.
Now there's like five other
show.
CEOs for us to choose
yeah,
from.
Yeah, give this guy a fucking break, you guys.
But this
God
was our
damn.
First rock show.
I know, and I messed
our
it up.
First rock
I feel
show.
Fuck up
our
but
first
you know
show.
What? It's good it's messed up.
It's all right.
Because your next show will be better.
Will it?
It can't be any worse. It can't be any worse. That's the thing. It can't be any worse.
You haven't been into our rehearsals.
You
want to
have
it nasty.
I feel like I have.
Have you guys been in bands before?
I feel like I have, too. I feel like this is one.
Okay.
This is what one of our rehearsals is like.
All right. It's like, so let's take a break, and then let's talk some Duel.
And some Do For It.
Okay. Yeah.
Some Duel and Do For It.
Yeah, I got to pee something fierce.
And we'll talk more about Trent and Newman, too.
What?
Terrence Newman, I mean.
Have you wanted to play your Duel song? Your favorite?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Here's some Duel with Hold On. Hold On.
I don't think people like us anymore.
Is that the end?
Yeah. I feel the love from Duel, and that's it.
That's the end of the song.
And Spectacle.
And we're back.
And Hoof.
We're back.
We're chilling.
No one else cares about us.
Hey, Matt, real quick. I went to the restroom during this break.
Uh-huh.
Do your stereotypical billiards person voice.
Hey, man, what's going on, dude? What y'all doing back there, man?
That was the guy in
there. Hey, y'all got a radio show or something?
Hey, man, what y'all up to?
Yep, that was the exact voice I just heard in there.
It's always good people, and they're always like, oh, man, that's really cool when you tell them they're in the podcast, but then they kind of give you this look, Nick.
Did you blow them in there?
You're like, man, we do a podcast.
I walked out early. Did you blow them?
Yeah.
See?
For sure.
All right, so,
James. Told you, Dave.
I was like, I'll show you what a podcast is.
Yes.
In my mouth.
We have a lot of people ask us all the time, like we know.
Right.
What it takes to be a Do For It band, and how do you get on Do For It Records? We know you have a new band that just signed with you guys.
Yeah. Ooh.
Who is
Royal Sons.
The Royal Sons. Mm.
They're good.
They're good.
Quickly, my favorite Fort Worth band.
Yeah.
They're knocking Duel out of first place.
What?
They may have to fight each other.
Gladly.
Hey. In the octagon in the Temple of I.
Gladly. That'd be so crowded.
There's the same amount of
That'd
people.
That'd be the most
right?
crowded.
It's 5-on-5, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
That'd be so crowded in the temple.
Dude.
Have you seen...
It'd be 12 people.
We probably outweigh them by about
James
500
would be the ref,
pounds.
So it'd be 13 people.
My money's on Duel, but
we outweigh them by about 500.
You got to go by accident, like busted legs. You know,
they all have bad knees. So.
Royal Sons they're injured. They're all beat up.
You gotta watch Chad though. He'll come at you.
He will come on you like a spider monkey.
Dude, Chad's the type of guy that'll come with a switchblade out of nowhere. Like, oh yeah. It's go time, boys. Switchblade, man.
And then just kill you.
And then come on you like a spider. Hey,
man. Hey, man.
Would Chad come on you?
Mm. You can ask.
Let's ask him. Let me text him real quick.
No, don't. Let's just get on.
He wants to go home.
I don't.
So, man, I hate this place.
What?
I actually fucking hate
y'all.
Continue.
Go ahead.
Continue.
We've been, people come to us like we know for some reason.
It has been asked.
You do know.
And
I think me and Andrew have talked about it with you guys.
And more like as a refresher, the label, what do y'all look for? What do y'all try to find in bands?
Longevity.
Really?
I think so.
You don't want people that are just there overnight?
No.
What I usually tell people is hard work. Like when I was talking with the Mean Motor Scooter guys, I was like, as long as you're busting your ass and they know you guys, like James and Andrew look at who's doing what and how hard
I love those guys too. Those guys are awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wish it would have worked out, but you know. But that's what I would say, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, definitely. Sure.
When it's a band that I know would get no approval, which we might listen to or not, I say, just be a douche.
Yeah.
Just be as douchey as you possibly can, man.
8 strings at least.
Do you
degent?
Does someone like Hand Drawn Records bring in a threat to you, or
no,
is that
I don't think so.
Like,
they're awesome.
Okay,
that's who Henry the Archer's on, right?
Yeah,
yeah, that's great. It's good to have other people doing it. You don't want to be the only person.
Yeah.
How many bands?
Yeah, you want more outlets?
How many bands right now do you have that are out of town? Like, do you still have that? Guys in Austin.
See, that's a good question. We've got one in Sweden.
Sweden, the dogs, the chasing dogs, or the
let's see,
we got sneaking past dogs,
load blower.
Load Blower is
Mode
amazing.
Blower.
He should still.
I can talk about them.
He should World still be doing that because that was good. Like everybody that listened to that.
Next one's coming, bro.
Is I it? Want it just to be the soundtrack to this show. Were you not supposed to say that? Do I
no,
need to
no,
edit?
No, no, it's fine.
Just okay. We only got one that's out of the country.
There's a million
the sleeping,
people listening.
The
sneaking past dogs. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a good.
What
didn't,
about
didn't Andrew
of,
sing on that?
What?
Didn't Andrew sing on that?
He sang a song on it. Yeah, yeah.
What about Out of Town?
Out of town. Well, I mean, Opposite Day. They're from Austin.
Okay,
that's the big band, right? Like,
they're pretty big, man. Yeah.
No, I mean, like,
Mucho
they got, like,
Backflips.
I don't think I've seen Mucho Backflips.
Well, they're both from Austin.
And then everybody else is Denton, Dallas, or Fort
Denton,
Worth.
Denton, Dallas, Fort Worth. Yeah.
How many total? How many total bands are on the roster right now? Is that it?
That
right there
playing?
On the page.
One, two, three.
You're listening to continuous coverage of James counting.
9, 10, we know 11, that he can count. 12. That's they're not playing anymore.
That's
13,
past your arm. He's the most prepared 14, CEO 15, ever.
15, 16,
that is a CEO that can count.
17, 18.
18 bands on the roster right
yeah.
now. And all of those guys are playing?
No. I bet 15 are, because like, I know HK aren't playing right now, so.
Well,
so
yeah.
Invincible SARS.
Invincible SARS definitely.
Though that's okay. the aren't they from Austin?
Yes, they're
yeah,
from Austin.
That's the
too.
Band.
Is that what
they
Dave
got,
told
a big
me?
Band.
Yeah, he's keeping up with
don't
me.
They have like 20 members and they're yeah. kind of jammy?
Yeah.
Cool.
Are they yeah. the
Ween of Watauga?
They're awesome. They do really creative stuff because they've got like
are they like a polyphonic spree of metal?
They're not metal at all. No. They're like progressive.
No, I thought they're kind of jammy.
They're very jammy.
They have don't they have like a violin player and
yes, they
like,
do. They have a violin player
and a guitar player
and a guitar player
have,
and a
they
bass
have a drummer.
Player.
They have a drummer.
Do they have a drummer?
They have a
they
drummer.
Have a drummer.
Ooh, a drummer.
So
does you he use get, drumsticks.
They, well, I remember one year they came up and they did it was like a polka kind of version of like Iron Maiden, like mm-hmm. a whole set of Iron Maiden, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that they do. They have that. What's the polka band? That's who they reminded me of, that polka band up in Denton.
Oh, you're talking about
Shaolin Death Squad?
Shaolin Death Squad? Yes, the polka band.
That's the best polka band.
That's the
band
garage
I've ever
band
heard.
From Denton.
Denton's well known
what's that,
for polka.
What's that polka band that's huge?
They're massive.
Yeah.
They got like
they're
like
the Yankovic? Most popular. Yeah, I'm pretty sure they played with Weird Al.
Yeah.
I really don't know who you're talking about. I can't think of their name right now.
I don't ever go to them.
Dave knows. Is Dave still listening?
Yeah, he is.
He knows.
Says,
he knows.
He
it
says
Brave
it's all
Combo.
Brave
Combo.
Combo.
He says they're brilliant and it's all orchestrated.
Yeah.
Yes.
So it's not even freeform.
They fucking look at sheet music.
Hey, Dave, what'd you think of our last jam?
Oh, my God.
He said it was bullshit.
It was. All right, so how many... James, how many submissions do you get, say, in a given
a month,
year?
Month?
Let's say from the start of the year, what did you get?
Okay, well, since February, we've had like 20.
Let's hear one.
What kind of quality do you get with
all
this?
Kinds of? I mean, that's a.
Does it matter the genre of the band?
No. Yes, it does actually.
It does.
Some people just like mass. Push out all their stuff to every single label, like they put it in the scent, you know,
like
they send it everywhere. So
electronic
you get like
press kick,
really crazy. I would definitely say if you're putting your stuff, if you're sending your stuff to labels, kind of like figure out if you really want to be on that label.
Look at the other bands
suck.
First, maybe.
Yeah, because it could suck.
Something like that.
So what you're saying is, if you're a local band and you think you've done well and you're doing good and stuff, but you've only been together for 6 months, you might not want to start shopping.
Right.
Because you're going to waste everyone's
unless
time.
You're dual, then, you know.
Unless
yeah,
you're dual.
You're dual, then you're just going to be, you're going to be famous, whatever happens.
Yeah,
immediately.
But no, I would definitely do your homework because you don't want to be on a label that sucks.
Yeah. And you don't want to,
you don't want to sign something that's going to just make you owe money.
Yeah. And you don't want to be coming home from doing karaoke at Texas Billiards and be like, I'm going to sing, hey, this is, my name's P. Dong.
Oh, we get those. And, we get
I got
those.
Something to say right
seriously?
Here.
Seriously?
I know. Yeah. Just imagine the beat. It goes like this. And then I come in and I just start saying, I love whiskey at the Watauga.
We have people send stuff in that they've just done on their phone. Like, I just made this song up. And
yeah, I know. Well. I heard it. When we were
so
up in Denton.
Do you have anything we can hear from like some submissions? Like maybe like have any of our friends like Henry the Archer sent you
no,
anything?
No, they never sent me anything.
How about you got some mean motor scooter begging
no,
to be on there?
No.
No,
what
no else? I was the one trying to make that happen.
Trying to
no, definitely not.
Huh.
We got a lot of stuff from all across.
There was only one person pushing the mean motor scooter do for it marriage.
We got a lot of stuff.
Me.
I mean,
I tried to get him on there too.
You got this band. Here's the Riot.
The Riot.
I mean, they really sent a lot of stuff.
The Riot.
Where's the Riot from?
Shoot.
You guys don't
see.
Do this. This is so wrong.
Why?
This is awesome.
They
no,
are.
Wanna,
oh,
what if these
please
are kids?
Check out. Here's right. Hold we on. Appeal to fans of Muse, Paramore.
Oh, I like Muse.
Imagine Dragons.
I don't like them.
Shinedown.
I don't like
and
them.
And Beartooth.
The only one I've heard of is Muse.
Beartooth.
Me too.
You've never heard Paramore with the redhead hot
never.
Chick in the front?
And their music is also featured on a show, One Mississippi, on Amazon.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
So,
where are they from?
I've watched every
no idea.
Episode.
They don't tell me. Oh, wait, hold on. I bet
season.
It's in this.
Are you going to tag all these bands, Dustin?
No.
Tag them all.
Oh, look at these guys. They're
I like the look.
Oh, shit. Listen.
Coming in like already hot.
James, I like the look.
This is from their website. Auto plays as soon as you pull it up.
Yeah. Okay, if you have a website that auto plays music,
you're an asshole.
You're an asshole, period.
Photos.
That shit needs to be done.
Now, let's get to tracks.
You want some tracks?
Yeah.
You want to watch your video?
Some hot tracks. Yeah, let's watch
your
video.
Here we go. Turn this motherfucker up. That's what this one's called.
This one's called Love Makes Me Crazy. You can check it out on YouTube's.
Let's check it out.
This is a live version too, right?
Here we go.
Love Makes Me Crazy by The Riot.
Here comes The Riot.
Here comes The Riot.
Here comes
Three-piece.
The Riot. Is that why they're like Muse?
It's kind of got that American, was it the kind of
horror story?
No. American this, Reject sound.
Yeah.
This guy wants to be the pretty boy front guy, doesn't he?
This look at him. Dude, I bet. I wouldn't be surprised if they got huge.
They spent a lot of money on this.
Yeah. Oh, I'd be, no, when there's a lot of money behind this.
Yeah.
When did you get this demo? Man, it kind of got stripper clubby there.
When did I get it?
Kind of Nickelbacky.
Yeah, I was going to say kind of stripper clubby.
Kind of Shine Downy.
Yeah.
Strip clubby for
they
sure.
Lost the Muse.
The 5th of this month.
And where'd they say they're from?
They never say where they're from. And that's kind of a smart move if you're from somewhere that sucks.
No. Well, yeah, I guess. But
like
also.
Watauga, Texas.
I bet they're from L.A.
Or
they
Gainesville.
They sound like they're, you know. If not, they will be moving to L.A.
It's not
very
bad.
Soon.
It's not bad, but it's not something that I would think would be on due for it.
Let's definitely hear that song, Turn This Motherfucker Up.
This and one?
No, that's a place for us.
This is unreleased.
These guys are very shiny and very...
Super shiny.
They want to be on the radio and stuff. Is that something
you
want
to do? Oh, here's a local.
Here we go.
Who's this?
Ghost Communion.
Ghost Communion?
Yeah. Oh, they Ridgely Room, Tomcats.
Nice. You know,
they're big fans. Progressive metal rock.
Oh, yeah, let's hear this.
You want to watch?
Hey,
the
what was that last line down there? Fuck the Jerry Jonestown Massacre. They suck. Oh, this is live at the Ridgely Room. All right.
Hey, they got bald dudes. I'm in.
They're all bald.
They
every
don't have a
single
they
one
don't,
of them.
They don't
are
have
bald.
Enough gear though for
no, that guy's
for a records band.
He does have hair.
Did you hear me, James?
Are they just
I don't think they have enough gear for a Dufort band.
No. Oh, they got your amp, though, dude.
Oh, just is that
they have two of them.
Three. They got two with a little
sign them. Sign them.
2x12s.
Hold on. Let's listen for vocals. This drummer's no Nick Russo. That's what I compare all my drummers to.
James, would you recommend bands send live performances or just
if it's good?
So your EPK should have live performances and your recorded stuff.
Yeah,
too,
if
right?
it's good.
Should your GoPro point at the table for 50% of the screen?
Stop. Okay. Stop.
Should you just stand in the middle of the stage the whole time?
Dude.
Stop.
These guys are not moving, and that that's stage cool. is fucking huge. Oh, here we go.
That's a whole show, 33 minutes.
Maybe they're one of those bands that just have one song, you know? Let's see.
Let's do a different one.
Are they an Earthless
cover
band?
Potential maybe with someone, work it's with someone on, you know. So they're saying they need to work on it, which is great.
But hey, do they have an actual track that they recorded on that?
I don't have one yet. So that probably means they haven't recorded yet.
Which they're just trying to get out there and get known.
Yeah, which is fine.
Is that what the email totally said? Hey, we're just trying to let people know that we're playing and stuff?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think they're like, they're probably just like, what do you guys think of this? I probably get thousands of emails. I'm a young South African singer.
Whoa.
Does he have a demo?
No
nothing.
Demo.
Just
nothing.
Didn't send me anything. So like,
just,
with those,
hey, what's up?
Like, what's up?
So
dude?
Do not send an email
Vaughn
that says
Justice.
Check my website out or
Vaughn
something.
Vaughn Justice, where are they from?
Let's hear that Bret Hart song. Yeah.
Vaughn Justice are from
Wales.
Manitou Springs, Colorado. Right by Maggie's shop.
I don't know. Do you want to hear him?
Yeah, let's check out. Let's see what Vaughn Justice is about.
I want to hear NXS.
If you want to just forward these emails to us, we'll rip them apart for you.
Oh.
It's wrestler rock.
Matt, this is your riff. This is the one you wrote the other day.
Oh,
I love it. Every song's a minute and 30 seconds.
And they're about wrestlers.
Are they really?
Yeah. Bret Hart, Ric Flair. I saw Hogan.
Do these guys play?
Let's see.
If your guitar sounds like it's being played through cardboard.
Hell yeah. Hey, what are these guys doing on Saturday? We need to fill a spot at Dan's.
You're going to bring them up to Dan's?
Are y'all playing Dan's Silverleaf this Saturday? I love that venue. You
should come out.
Who's with
you? I played there when they were just Dan's.
Let's talk about it.
You want to hear something crazy? I played a show with Mugzu. Remember, you know who Mugzu is?
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Do y'all really need a spot filled at Dan's?
This song's called I Saw Hogan
with Jimmy Hart.
Okay, we're done here.
All right.
We're done here. I would say...
Okay.
Wait, a little better production on that one.
Yeah, a little more.
It was definitely recorded on a laptop.
Hardcore experimental band based of Houston, Texas.
All right.
Yeah, I wish I had that drop now. Houston.
Everything's working for me so far. Hardcore experimental.
And the press kit is...
So soon the truth,
which comes with some nice like artwork.
That's a solid press kit.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah.
James, do you build press kits?
Yeah, for sure. You can. Yeah, I do.
I did a one pager.
Did they have?
Yeah,
any music?
I wouldn't go more than one page. It's like a resume. It's like,
wait,
no one cares that much. Oh wait, what's this guy?
Turn this motherfucker up.
There we go.
Wait, that's the same band. Okay, this.
Where are these guys at?
It wants me to sign up for. Oh, here we are.
Here, just play. Let's play some music. Let's see. This is the experimental hardcore band.
Yeah.
What's their name?
So Soon the Truth.
So Soon the Truth. It's like at the drive-in right now. Kind of, you know?
Vocals will be high-pitched and whiny.
This is at the drive-in, isn't it?
It sounds like it.
Told you.
I like it. Okay. I wouldn't call this hardcore, though, right?
No.
Okay,
post-hardcore?
Okay, so that's them.
All right, so I would like to be the Jimmy Iovine of Do For It.
Oh, no, I can't do that one.
You know what's funny,
though? This one's bad. It's like I wrote this song about
Dustin's
my brother passing
jokes
away.
About that, but I would seriously... We have kicked around the idea of starting like a recording studio / label. I think that would be fun. I think it'd be awesome and hard work.
Sure,
it'd be
about that?
Passionate.
You
the problem
songs?
Is,
I
would he would lose his mind.
I would be an asshole.
Because here's
much
what
rope
would happen.
You got?
I'm already an asshole, and there's a lot of people that would...
Here's what would happen.
Let's hear
those
this.
Are cherries on her vagina.
Yes.
Here's what would happen, Nick. I would produce, he would sound engineer, and he would
some
kill
me. Some hip-hop right here.
He would just kill me.
This is it.
This is a hip-hop artist that's in stuff? She has cherries on her labias.
Is she in it?
Both sides.
Is she in the band?
Here we go.
Is she in the band? This kind of sounds like that Casino. What's his face?
It sounds like every bullshit rapper that's trying to start something in the last 3 years.
Okay, that's my argument.
Here we go.
The focus is on the trap, the bass.
Hold up. I thought SoundCloud was not here anymore.
65 days.
Okay, so that's
this is. Okay, hold on. So I go to several different rehearsal spaces, and every hip-hop act that I hear doing anything sounds exactly like that. Every single beat, every single song, every single lyric, everything.
I have some deep knowledge about this, and I would like to take the floor for just a minute.
Go for it.
Do it.
While Just Like Heaven is playing in the background by The Cure. So what it is a lot of these guys spend money on the tracks. They don't produce or build the tracks themselves. And then when they buy these tracks from producers that are actually making these tracks. And then they go to rap over them and they do it in their bedroom with a shitty microphone, no production, no good sound stuff.
So has Do For It had a hip-hop act?
Holy
ever?
Shit.
4 octave range, dude. This guy, Mark Wolf. You want to check this guy?
Hey, send a message back. Says 7. We're going Mike Patton only.
We only want people with 7-octave.
Wait, I had a serious question, though.
Look at that.
Oh, man, we got a winner.
Beautiful.
Before you start it, I have a serious question for you.
Go ahead.
The Dufort people.
Late. Go ahead.
So has Dufort Records had a hip-hop artist that y'all helped out?
I don't
or?
Know if you can...
Shaolin
Death Load Blower? No.
No, that's like DJ.
It's like trap EDM stuff.
Yeah.
Load Blower is sex music.
Sex music.
There's no rapping on it.
But you're not turning... No. You're not opposed to it, though.
No, if it's good. I mean, we have country...
What about
you have
that,
a damn good country band too?
That HK Volume 4 is kind of hip hoppy.
It is.
Yeah,
it's the new Duel record.
Yeah, we got a lot of rap.
I think.
On
I don't know. We haven't heard anything.
That last Raven Charter had a lot of hip hop.
The Fuss were kind of hip hoppy.
Yeah, who? They were.
Did you say Mufasa?
The Fuss.
Oh, the Fuss.
Dragosha. Yeah, no, we don't.
Dragosha might have one.
Yeah, you should.
No. The hip hop version is Dragley Ocean.
That guy.
It's Dragosha.
Right, play this dude.
You want to get in
this? This is the
don't
guy
forget,
with
don't forget to breathe, guys.
He looks like a serial killer.
I want to hear this 4-octave range.
What if he just does it all at once? He goes,
kind of like in...
Turn him off.
Did he record this
stop
in
the show?
Billiards bathroom?
I like it.
Wait. Stop the show.
You're a fan of heavy reverb?
It sounds like
it's a very Alice in Chains thing going on here. Hold on.
Oh my god.
Did you eat one of Dustin's edibles?
You and I are listening to the same band that's Alice in Chains, right? I mean, we have both heard the same version of Man in the Box and, you know.
Yes. I hope so.
Dirt, the entire album of Dirt.
I'm trying to give him the benefit of doubt, man. He's got a 4-octave range. I don't have that.
His font use is good.
It's a little too big.
Large.
Well, it's he didn't know if you were an old man or not.
I really
needed
wanted
to
sign
reading.
A band tonight. I wanted to sign a band tonight.
How about this band? Oh my gosh.
Oh, these guys got these guys are metal.
So as metal, dude. Why fuck. Do they need they don't even need a
Oh, I thought that said as fuck. It says
what
op-
are they called?
Oh, y'all
it?
Should do a dual oh, death metal shirt.
Ruckles. Calf.
What
kinda
country
like the,
are they from? But,
tree limbs.
That Shaolin Death Squad one.
C-A-L-T-H.
C-A-L-T-H.
Calif.
Can I have another Miller Lite?
Can we sacrifice you to the gods of the wooden penis?
The dual gods?
Just one.
You've been lifting?
I'll buy him one, too. You can put it on my tab.
Thanks, man. So,
he's a nice guy, I promise.
Hey, that Crown and Sprite hit the spot.
Here we go.
No.
Well, it was supposed to be a TX shot.
Or it was TX and Sprite that hit the spot.
Yeah, we didn't want Sprite in it, though.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Look how satanic they are.
Hold on. We have to worship Satan for a minute.
Hell yes.
Yes, David. I have a bunch.
That's badass.
Delete.
100 copies out soon. It sounds like it's recorded in the toilet. But maybe that's like the lo-fi kind of...
Like it's about to kick in full-on in stereos. Badass.
I think it was recorded at the Dufort Studios.
Sign those guys, man.
All right. We're being mean. Turn it off.
We're not being mean. We're being ridiculously honest.
No, yeah. Just make it a little bit better quality of a
so
live
you
show
would,
and that.
Huh? You would listen to that all the time?
If I was the A&R rep for Dufort Records, which I recommend, if I was the guy that was going and getting talent, I would respond with, "Hey, can you maybe get a little better audio and get me some live footage?" Is what I would respond to. With
and
that.
What if they respond with, "I'm from Norway"?
I would use Google Translator, and I would say
Robert James and the
Trump.
UF. Here we go, Jet Black.
Hey, he's got a lot of sound waves.
Jet
in there.
Back.
Oh, shit.
Oh, that's a Dufort band if I heard one.
It's NRCD.
This is just a tribute.
Yeah.
You gotta believe me. And I wish you
oh,
were
it
there.
Tells me where it's from.
Huh?
Where is that?
Thanks.
Muchas gracias.
Where is that?
I don't know. Petronilia?
Is that where Citronella comes from?
I think that's in a Frank Black song. I got one in South Pretonolia.
Yeah, this guy did no research.
No.
Pass. Like that response. Okay, is, okay, so like, if I was okay, the A&R rep on this one, I would say, hey,
Mark Twain,
do you have anything with your band?
What? He said something about
signing,
Mark. Hold on,
a
Matt.
Dead guy plays bass for him?
He said something about Mark Twain?
Plays bass for him. That's pretty cool, dude.
Like the writer?
I thought he was dead.
The Southern classical writer?
Does he still use the N-word?
It's called, he says Canadian.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the ones I sent to people because those are the best.
Yeah, I want to see one that you were like, hey, man, this guy's would be good on our label.
Yeah, I want to hear what you think is good.
Oh, wait.
Do you have the archive?
You have a whole
Duel,
label of that.
When Duel submitted theirs, do you have the have it in your archives or anything?
Oh,
you're like,
for sure.
Oh, God damn it.
That was just a drunk.
Don't look at me. I wasn't there.
That was just a drunk Belvedere tape, wasn't it?
No. Belvedere had his own, like,
SoundCloud.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
before
he
it
did.
All started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still there.
It's still there.
You can listen to it. Actually, I think
Belvedere
some of them are
on
Bandcamp. We have like a EP demo
on
Bandcamp.
Ooh.
That's right. Ooh. She's flipping the camera off.
She kind of looks like Jordan that hangs out up here.
She's kind of hot. And she's looking off.
Can you send me their email address?
What's it say? I got knockers?
That's the band name or the title track?
I think
they're from Sweden.
Yes.
Pointless Symphony.
Yes.
Okay.
So she probably talks like this. All
right, let's do two more and then be done with this segment because I want to talk some Duel.
I want you to listen to my song.
I want to sign in.
Maybe you should listen to my song while I put this thing around my waist and I shove it inside of you. My band is called Fierce Knockers.
Fierce Knockers.
Pointless Symphony. It's like totally ironic.
What kind of band is Fierce Knockers?
This.
Are they cheeseburger rock?
Fierce
Knockers. Fierce Knockers.
Is that a fade in?
It's ramping up.
Sold. Fierce Knockers. Fierce
Sign.
Knockers.
Contract right now.
Not bad. Hold on.
Another track, please.
So,
play
this
that song called
going.
Stab.
Let's hear Stab.
It's about sticking your dick in my fist. Knuckles.
I can see them getting booked with what's his name's band? Mike's old band, Redefined. I can see them opening up a show and playing.
Maybe some Raven Charter stuff.
Yeah.
This is probably the most bearable one out of all of them.
I like this. And,
yeah, this is the one I would be.
A Sweden band that's really popular. They sound like
Meshuggah?
This. No, but they got like James Hetfield on vocals.
Oh, yeah, the
Gorgoroth. Oh,
In Flames?
No. In Flames is good.
What are they called?
Every song Voveron?
He does like
what?
This, he does like is this, it, he does it like this.
Voivron? No.
Voivron?
No.
That's
Volvoid.
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 No, that's
Void.
Voivod.
Voivod.
Volbeat.
Voivod.
Volbeat.
Volbeat.
Every song he sounds like this.
Every Sweden band starts with a V.
The Jimmy Jotown Massacre.
That's what he does.
Almost like,
wow,
Blue October singer. Like everything sounds the same pitch.
And I said, oh, wow, these guys, though. These guys are metal. Look at this. Maybe.
What do we got here?
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
What does that say? Lost
Jesus.
Testament?
Mm-hmm. I remember the feel.
You got the Eagles in the background now.
Yeah.
Wait, these guys are from Mexico?
I love it when they send pictures and some of them.
Oh, shit. Reno's Chop Shop.
Oh, no. We got to listen to them. What's the name of them?
Last Judgment.
Last Judgment. Let's
Lost
hear.
Judgment. It's Mexican. This is a good song right here.
No, they're local. Well,
sounds great.
No.
I can't hear it.
Sign them.
Done.
Just because they scare the fuck out of me.
Have they got any recorded stuff?
They have many pentagrams.
The
like their entire...
There you
live.
Go. Here we go.
Live.
Their entire press
live.
Kit was a pentagram.
It's all live?
It's all live. That's the worst. Because like, if it's live and it sucks, then you can't...
Okay, what's the name of the band again?
Lost Judgment.
Lost Judgment. Oh, there's Me Motor Scooter.
Do for it.
You actually have one for Me Motor
interested
Scooter?
Interested if you would have sent a recorded version of your songs because James was digging it.
Is this where y'all got
he
angry
likes the
at each other?
But they never sent anything.
They're like, fuck you, James. We're bigger than you.
They knew I was going to get a cut of that deal.
They opened up your mouth and shit down your throat.
Oh, that's we don't want to talk
hey,
about
how
that.
Much of a cut nope. was I going to get off that Mean Motor Scooter signing, James, that I almost set
2%?
Up?
2%?
Yes.
Standard?
Oh, man. I'd have bought us some beers.
It reminds
dude.
Me of that HBO show, remember? About the 70s, like
vinyl music.
Oh, vinyl. Yeah. Boy, that show went to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, they all shot each other in the face, didn't they, at the end of it?
No, that was, did they?
All right, you had,
I was watching that Knickerbocker, and that thing ended with what? A suicide Nick. Out of nowhere. Yeah, the Nick. I don't think that they're doing it. That what? Had to be your favorite show, right?
Have you watched The Defiant Ones?
Not yet.
Have you it's watched good. It?
I haven't had any free
it's really
time.
Good.
I watched the first two.
I've been
two.
Busy. I'm in a lot of bands. I don't know if you know or not.
Yeah.
But so, I've been watching a lot of kind
that
of
a, that was a micro a brag. Micro brag.
Yeah. I've been in a lot of bands lately, too. Playing kind of, with Jesse Fry.
Kind of a big deal.
I've been watching a lot of GOT recently.
On. Yeah?
Yeah.
Why didn't Jesse come to the anniversary show? Is she scared of us?
I was scared to invite her.
You're like, Stubbs is going to get all drunk.
Because I knew what drop you would want me to play repeatedly.
You're the one that plays that, not me.
What, Orgy? Or
is this Orgy?
Cry?
Or is this the
it's orgy.
Real version?
It's Orgy.
There's a real version?
Is there?
New Order.
Yeah, New Order, right? This isn't New Order, is it?
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
All right. I think we're done ripping on bands for now.
I think we are.
Yeah, cool. Did we piss up? We kept it cool. We didn't piss off that many people. Dude. So Pointless Sympathy. Or
don't
Symphony.
How are you going to play the Houston drop?
Is it Sympathy or
Symphony.
Symphony? Symphony. I don't have my glasses on. But
they're Swedish.
Yeah. Well, sign them, man.
All right. Cool. So we have done an deal. Option. We're at a crossroads right now.
Okay.
We can take another break.
Which I recommend.
And continue the show as part B.
Yeah.
And we'll get into Nick.
Okay.
Deep inside of him.
I'm gonna have to take at least 10 minutes if
and
we're
some
gonna
duel?
Do that.
We are.
You got any poppers?
Yeah, I cool. do. Right here in my backpack. So I got some Whirly Birds, some poppers. I got some horse tranquilizer.
Are y'all talking about fireworks?
Nitrate. Huh? Got some anal nitrate?
Yeah, that's
get you going.
Is there such thing as anal nitrate?
Amyl. Yes.
Because I want some if there is.
Amyl.
It's amyl, not anal.
No, it's anal.
But it does get there.
Yes.
It does. It
gets okay.
There.
I just want some anal nitrate.
All right, so here's what we're going to do.
That's what poppers are.
To us in the bar right now, we're going to take a quick break. To you,
you're going to listen to some.
You're going to have to listen to next week's episode as we continue part B of this celebration of the 4-year anniversary.
So are we going to say Happy Tuesday on the next one, or did we say it on this one?
We'll do it on the next one.
Okay.
Happy Tuesday. Peace out. Later.
Red pants.
white trash.